All right. Well, as I was watching Benjamin in different capacities online as he was in Washington State, I caught him telling the children's story. So when he got home, I said, hey, will you tell the children's story this week?
And so here we are. Okay. This should give you a clue to what this story talks about. Okay, so November 2021, I woke up one morning and I was getting ready for work. And I had two cars at the time. And I went out to my first car and it wouldn't start. Now, that's not a super unusual occurrence for me. In fact, that's part of the reason I owned two cars at that point. So I went to my other car, and it would not start either. So, like any rational person would, I did the only logical thing to do at the time, which was go across the street to Walmart and buy myself a little Tykes Cozy Coupe. So, I somehow squeezed myself into this very cozy coupe, and I set off on my 15-mile commute to work. Now, let me describe my commute for you. First, I had to go down a busy road with no bike lane, where I was very likely to be run over. And then I had to go down a four-lane highway, where I was also very likely to be run over. And then I had 5 miles on the freeway. So as you can imagine, it was a very exciting time. So I'm making fairly good time, all things considered, as I powered myself down the road in this cozy coupe. And I had made it to this point on the freeway where there's this bridge that goes over the railroad tracks. And all of a sudden, I heard sirens. So I looked at my little squiggly mirror, and sure enough, there's blue lights behind me. And I looked behind me, and there is a state trooper. And I sighed in frustration because I only had 2.5 miles left on the freeway. I was almost to work. So I sit there, wait, get my license and everything ready. And this lady state trooper comes up, and I sat there looking at her knees. It's like, sir, you can't be on the road in this thing. And I was pretty ashamed of being pulled over. And I also didn't want her to have to bend down to this tiny thing, so of course I stand up, car and all. And I said, yes, ma'am. She's like, you can't be on the road in this thing because it's not registered. Of all things. It wasn't the fact that I was going 2.5 miles an hour that she pulled me over. It's the fact that I'm driving an unregistered vehicle on the road. Like, okay, yes, ma'am. She was so annoyed, she wrote me a $200 ticket. And I was so upset about this $200 ticket that I woke up from my dream. Now, we're told that in the last days, some of us are going to have the gift of prophecy. And I'm very glad that at this point in time, I do not possess that gift. But when I think about dreams and things that upset people in dreams, I go back to Daniel chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and like me, he was very frustrated. Now, unlike me, he couldn't remember what his dream was. And then his day only got worse, because when he went to the magicians and astrologers who were supposed to be able to tell him such things, and they couldn't do it, he was going to have them all destroyed. But God used Daniel not only to tell him what his dream was, but to also tell him the interpretation. So that worked out very well for him. We also know in Joel chapter 2 that in the last days it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. So I take hope and pray that maybe someday my dreams will have meaning. Thank you.